we're back. We're here on RBN, and I'm going to hold Bill just for a few minutes, and I have John on the line. John from Syracuse. John, are you there?
Yes,
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Good. You asked some questions, and also I want to say hi to John. He calls me sometimes when we talk. You sometimes when you're expressing, you say, why don't people stand up and do something? And then I hear other announcers saying, why didn't somebody help the old lady that got tasered to death or the student? And basically, we are living in Germany, 1941, 1942, 1939, that era. And we're not going to rise up, because if we rise up to help somebody, the cops are going to beat us down, just like the Nazis would beat somebody else to help somebody else. And the other thing is, nobody's going to rise up because the media, if we own the media, maybe we'll wake up some other people. But because we don't own the media, you're not going to wake anybody up. All we're doing is talking to the choir out here. Those of you that put our heads above the water can see the real truth, but we're very few. Now, we can keep, like me, I still have hope, and I keep passing out DVDs and do the radio station and lots of other things. But without the media's help, we're pretty much sunk. And once they take away the Internet, too, we're really going to be sunk. And nobody's going to rise up and do anything until they figure out. I mean, they're not going to figure it out. It's just going to come down to bullets. I can't see any other way.
Well, they're taking the bullets away, so that's not going to happen. So, but the thing is, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for you to go out and pass those DVDs out. And I thank you for calling in, because, again, we need to communicate. The more we can communicate with, you know, the DVDs, maybe, you know, you're getting through to people. You know, they put that in and just listen, or, you know, look at something, you know. Because the bottom line is communication. Because if people understand that Germany happened by just the measure of a few people, there was more Germans. There was like 9 million Jews in Adolf Hitler's Germany.
Well, they're doing the same thing to us. They're putting stuff in our water to dumb us down. They're putting stuff in our air. They're putting stuff in our food. We're fighting to stay healthy. We're paying off the healthy bills. We're fighting to put fuel in their tanks. And we're getting a pincer movement from every which way but loose. And it's just, you know, we have to keep doubling our efforts. But I just don't see people waking up fast enough. And as far as them taking the bullets away, we can still make them. And those that have the knowledge should teach others how to make them, because that's the only reason we're still got a little freedom left, is because some of us still have some bullets. But every paycheck, everybody needs to go down to the stores and buy 22s, if nothing else.
Well, you can't do it now. They're taking that off the shelf.
I haven't heard that, but I've been buying.
Yeah, few weeks, the ministers got up there and said that they should not have no bullets because it kills people.
Yeah.
So what they have done is they allowed the criminals to keep the bullets, because the criminals are people that are inside the government right now. You got a lot of people. There's people in the government right now infighting.
Right.
There's good people in there that are fighting. And the thing is, everybody's doing this low-key, because the thing is that, you know, again, people are being snuffed out. And the media is totally corrupt now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten to the point that, you know, I had somebody contacted me in New Zealand about an issue that was going on in New York, and I had to broadcast it. And then when the Browns got arrested for this tax thing, I had to call in the U.S. Marshal's office and get the information of what was going on, and, you know, and feed it out. Because, again, we don't have that information. Nobody's telling. I haven't even seen anything on the Browns.
I'm sorry to say this about the Browns, but I really don't think they'll ever see the light of day outside bars, the way things are going. Because they'll add on so many things that will, just like they did with, what was the other guy that made a book, something about the federal racket. I can't think of his name, but he lost his toes in prison, and they just gave him too small of shoes, and he's slowly dying. He's a tax protester.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I didn't know he
Federal Mafia, yeah. Yep, they gave him made him wear too small of shoes. He kept complaining about it, and he lost his toes, and they amputated his toes off, and I think he's about ready to lose his feet. So they're basically torturing him to death in prison right now.
That's crazy.
So it comes down to the point. If you're going to let them take you away, you're going to get tortured, or you're going to fight and stay, die in your home. It's, you know, you get two places to die.
Well, if you can hang on, we're going on break. We'll be right back up.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back and we're here on RBN. John of Syracuse, did you have any more questions or information you want to give out? John? I guess John of Syracuse.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hi. Was there any more information that you wanted to share here?
The CDs, I think a lot of people should be stocking up on CDs and DVDs, but you know, even when you hand them out, even a very small minority of them will watch it, and a very small minority will even watch it past 5 minutes of anything you watch. So it has limited effects, but it has a little bit of effect. But if we all patriots, every one of us, put up a small FM micro in their homes and then littered the neighborhood with listen to this, it would be much better than the DVD stuff.
Okay.
That's the only way to go.
So do you think that would be a good way to go, right?
Oh, yeah, it's the best way to go because people, radio will make you stop and listen, and the DVDs, so often you'll hit them and they'll trash them and lose them, and if you just hit them up with flyers, that radio station, that micro radio, can be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then when you get in your cars, you got your CB sets, you can set that up, and you have two CBs, and you have one to call out on channel, the trucker channel, say, listen to channel such and such for information and news. And the other channel, CB, would be used for broadcasting like a regular radio.
Well, that isn't a bad idea.
And
I really like that idea,
yeah.
In fact. I used to have a CB.
Yeah, you have two CBs, and you touch the truckers, and the truckers might still, you know, spread the message. But while you're out in your car, you might as well do something, make that a mobile radio van. You get two CBs. One is to broadcast to the truckers, say, check out channel, whatever channel you're broadcasting on. 22 for the latest news and updates for this area, even though it might be for your U.S. And you have that one peaked and tuned, and you just keep doing that while you're out and about. And then if you're not in your car and you're going to be in a store, you can leave a CD running and playing an MP3 of shows or something like that on that CB. And the other thing is the micro FMs around your house at work. You can put a little micro FM on a CD player and put it in your car if your boss won't let you bring it into the work. You can say, hey, check out this channel I just found out. And they don't realize that it's being broadcast from your car, and they'll listen to the radio in your work, you know?
That's a brilliant idea. I love that. So, I love it. And, you know, and the other thing, too, thinking back, folks, if you can go out there and get the Bearcat scanner, because, see, if you got that, that's a good way to pick up news, because you can hear what folks over there, like the police and other folks, are doing, and that, you know, and you can hear exactly what's going on as it goes on and report it. Isn't that right, John?
Yes. And put small, if you get these small cameras, they're like $149, video cameras in your car to videotape anything that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the road or the cops, and just catch the bad people, because if we have to be under camera security, so do they. You know?
Well, that's an excellent idea. I thank you for that.
Yes.
And I would love to, you know, I know you know John out there, and love to keep in touch with you. And if you've got any of those CDs you want to share here on this broadcast, please let me know what their names, titles are, and I'll broadcast it here and let people know how to get them.
Basically, the CDs or DVDs is stuff I get off of regular Patriot radio stations and sites that they sell their CD, you know, like the Alice Joneses and the Vaccine Liberation, all these different ones. And I just put those on the radio station and just broadcast that. So it's basically anything off a Patriot site that's a good waker up on 9/11. Those are the DVDs I make. And with gas prices maybe going up, you better stock up and have a thousand of those in reserve, because petroleum products help make the DVDs, so they're going to go up in price when the gas goes up.
Jeez. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yep,
and,
thank you.
Please call back in. I will pass that word around about the two CBs. I think that's a brilliant idea to put together.
Right. Thank you. Good night.
Well, thank
Good
you
hear
very
from
much.
You, John.
John, what do you think about that idea?
Well, I think it's a terrific idea.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, it takes a little bit of setup on that, but you know, I believe RBN actually was able to help set you up and put you in contact with people that would do micro broadcasting. And you know, there's John was also good about putting up. He'd get like little stickers that have different websites listed on them, and list them around in different select places that he would get people out there, just to get people's interest up, possibly to where they'd pull up a website, and it didn't take a lot of money, and you might even put watch out for using fluoride on the dentist store on a website, had the website there where it's not quite as obvious as look out for fluoride, but it's like, check this website out for your teeth, and next thing you know, you're checking out and you're finding out, and the dentist is getting put on the carpet for asking, what the heck are we using fluoride for? But it's the truth.
Yeah. Well, you know what we need, too, is, folks out there, too, call into RBN, during the week and ask for the bumper stickers, because, well, if you put that out there, more people will see that can listen to this broadcast. So, try to get in touch with Sandra or somebody here at the station and try to get the bumper stickers and pass them out in your area, because the more information, more listeners we can get onto these broadcasts, the better off we can spread the word out and get some people out there that are like-minded that will be able to facilitate something in the cause, because, everybody's being shut down. And I want to hold Bill up. Bill is a wonderful man in the Patriot community. He's been doing a lot of things. And Bill, are you there?
Yes, bless you. Thank you so very much for everything that you and everybody do, to restore this constitutional republic. I think it's encouraging here, John, a young man out there in Syracuse. Obviously we need that little mustard seed of faith to grow a little bit more, but I would hope that Irwin Schiff would not be forgotten by the Patriot community, considering that he would have done such a wonderful job waking up the Republic to the dangers of this taxation without representation. I wouldn't presume to take on the patent of World War II, but, you know, it would seem to me that, you know, the DVDs and, you know, information like that is very important. But I'd only draw the new people and the younger people that are just now becoming actively involved. And I might mention before I forget that Mike Chambers, the Midnight Rider, a wonderful patriot in his own right, is going to be on, I think, Thursday night. And there will be considerable discussion from very authoritative sources in regard to the microbes. And microbes are the key to this discussion. It was so important in the late 80s and early 90s when we put one up in Kalispell, Montana, that literally, by accident, 99-watt FCC, totally compliant FM rebroadcast satellite downlink literally almost put the AM Rush Limbaugh Sean Hannity spewing nonsense out of business.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It wasn't wonderful. So wonderful for the little Christian patriot true believers, as they categorize us, to have our properties invaded and have the FCC lien the property on the threat that the radio would not be coming out of the property, though. But I'd ask that all the new people become informed in a broader fashion themselves so that they can encourage people in their regional, local areas and lead by example by opposing these Nazis that occupy Congress presently. The one issue in the Congressional Record, 82nd Congress, if you have a pen handy, it'd be great, September 1851 to October 20th, 51. I'd ask you to get your quote-unquote representatives to get you a copy of that, the Honorable John T. Wood, directly addressing UNESCO, UNESCO being a spider parent creature of the United Nations. Tell them before they take another deep breath to get us out of there and get the United Nations out of this country. It's an anathema to a constitutional republic. And essentially, Mr. Wood's first opening comment on the fifth paragraph on A6551, report to the American people on UNESCO, by the American Flag Committee, UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization, is a subversive association. Mr. Craig had the audacity to tell me in a written letter, obviously a form letter, that we needed to remain in the United Nations to maintain our moral high ground. My question is, where is there any moral high ground in DeFore that they can't do anything about? Where is it in Guyana? Where is it anywhere else that they have been and created the misery of war, pestilence, disease, or death? But Deanna, I very much appreciate you and John doing this and taking your own individual time. What Deanna is trying to describe to you people out there, obviously not the other true believers and the people that are well familiar and just probably working their fingers off as we're speaking with their hands full of activities to try to wake up their neighbors and their community, is the plain and simple fact that the homeless are the legacy of your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Jefferson said it, that a central bank, the Federal Reserve, would take control through their corporate entities, all of them, including Walmart, and they would put you to the pillory or the paupery, one or the other. But there is good news. John should know that some of us that have been at it for a fair amount of time have been working around the corners of the controlled media in this country, KXLY in particular, most recently Friday afternoon, if you want an example.
Well, hold on, Bill. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. Call us 800-313-9443, and we'll be talking more about this issue. Get involved, please.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back, and we're here on RBN. Callers, if you want to ever call me directly, my number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Best time to reach me is after 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You want to email me, deanne.burley@gmail.com, deanne.burley@gmail.com, or go to integritynews.wetpaint.com, integritynews.wetpaint.com, on the events that are going on all over. And I want to hear from you if you've got stories or information you have to report in your areas and communities across the world, because, again, I try to get as much information out, because this is the only way that we have real press, and we're the indie media, alternative media. Bill, you had a clip you wanted to play here?
Yeah, I'm hoping that Manny is ready. I mean, we are so lucky to have these young men on our team. I'll tell you, they do so much. But this is a clip that I tried to get over for Mr. Talawi earlier in the day, and I hope that it comes across as an encouragement. I mean, John said it true. We do not have control of the press, and obviously that would be something that we would have our children, the young children especially, to be led by example by the families in this community, to learn to pray fervently, and he will not deny them, surely. And so with that, I'm going to play something. You know how Siggins are. If we've got a fresh piece of recording equipment, we'll certainly get it out on the air. This is less than 24 hours old. This is BBC, and I hope that John and the people find this an encouragement and communicate with BBC, this people that have the equipment and the technique and the knowledge to do that, because we have some resource and some currency there only by virtue of the fact that what you're talking about, Dion, and the homelessness and the travail for the family is worldwide. Most recently, we would be targeted, but ultimately for world population, it's everybody. Let me know if this comes over. This is the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams.
Wow, that's deep. Night. This is, should be good.
Hold on. It's just real short. Hold on.
Has issued an angry rebuke to those in the United States who favor military action against Syria or Iran. Dr. Rowan Williams made his criticism in a BBC interview after returning from Syria, where he met hundreds of Christian Iraqi refugees.
When people talk about further destabilizing of the region, when you read about some American political advisors speaking about action against Syria and Iran, I can only say that I regard that as criminal, ignorant, potentially murderous folly.
Dr. Williams said the Christian community had suffered disproportionately in Iraq, and any further deliberate destabilization of the region would displace millions of people.
Did it come across?
Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
All I'm saying is I can understand John up in Syracuse, hasn't been at this war quite as long or as recent as we have, and I can understand why he would be somewhat discouraged. And yet at the same time, our Lord said that if we had the faith the size of a mustard seed, he would make up for the rest.
And
here is another example, and I see it daily. So if you can have the children praying fervently, I have a feeling that we're going to have a constitutional republic a lot sooner, but it'll be at a cost, a massive cost. We'll be running to save those people, the few that are left in DeFore, any more than in the middle of Detroit slums or wherever we have to pick them up at.
Well, this is the proving ground
right now
of our growth.
Thank you so very much. You do a wonderful job, and John, all your efforts are much appreciated, but there's every reason for optimism. They are on the run. All we have to do is stay at it. And that means calling those Congress critters and asking them when we're going to have impeachment hearings and the reestablishment of the Senate Subcommittee on Un-American Activities any more than Mr. Bush under war crimes charges. And I appreciate it so very much.
Well, I thank you, Bill. I really do. John, do you want to comment here?
Well, number one, this is just the measuring grounds, as we're being put between the sky and the ground and being crushed, per se. God's looking for the personnel of the people, the spirit, that can come above this and keep fighting, and it's a point of measure of what we are. And this is the proving grounds right now, and he wants to see who can face through it and come out of it. One thing I'd like to do before you leave is the UNESCO information, if you could repeat that, because I could really use that in my local area right now for battling some of the topics in our area at the moment. I missed it when you repeated it the first time.
Bill, are you there? Bill?
He's gone already?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I can get that.
Okay, very good.
But, the thing is, here he is. Here's Bill. Bill, are you there?
82nd Congress, September 18, 1951. To October 20, 1951, pages A, 56, 39 to A, 69, 72. And it's the greatest subversive plot in history. Extension of remarks Honorable John T. Wood of Idaho.
We're coming to break again.
I'll go ahead and defer, but thanks so very much for everything you guys
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're here on RBN. Call us 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we have a caller. It's Ken in Texas. Ken, are you here?
Yeah, this is Ken in Fort Worth. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Hey, that Bill is a pretty hip guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wise. I'm trying to think. Oh, you know they picked up these Browns over there in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's hey, can I make a suggestion? It's people ought to send Ron Paul $10 and get on a bandwagon. Let him count how many people are helping him out.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to say something again. We need to help these candidates out, but we also want to make sure that they're going to do the right thing. I don't care who it is.
Oh, sure.
And I think that Ron Paul is, showing that he has a lot more morals than anyone else. But again, we need to have somebody open up 9/11 we need to have somebody also that we know that's going to be on the books to basically say they're the Peace Post candidate. You know, their interest in the people. I'm saying all the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to also start cleaning house. We need to get rid of these corrupt fools out of the government, period.
Oh, yeah, this is true. Hey, can I give you some stuff to hunt on the Internet?
Sure, no problem.
Of course, RBN Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
John Birch Society. If people got their balls...
Oh, I know people in John Birch Society.
I used to be in Birch Society, too. They were nice people, I guarantee you.
I've talked to them in regards to what happened in Oklahoma City. They were really helpful. And a lot of those people, you know, researched and tried to, you know, do the right thing.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people in the Birchers.
Hey, if people get ballpoint pen ready, they can copy some things down.
The only thing about the Birch Society, though, is it's led by people from, and I can't quote of it right now, but the leaders of the Birch Society really are subversive.
How do you figure?
They have come from entities of the powers to be.
How do you figure that? Explain yourself.
I'm trying to pull back in my mind right now, but the Power Hour did a terrific program on that, of who the Birch Society was and some of the things that are going on. If you read the documents from the COINTELPRO, the COINTELPRO actually lists the Birch Society as being targeted for some subversion.
I don't understand it. I know one thing. John Birch Society, when I was in it, we stopped the Constitution Convention call down in Florida and Alabama.
Well, I'm not saying that a lot of programs aren't good in it.
That's right.
But I'm saying you want to be careful of it due to what I just said.
Well, you've got to be careful of everything, my friend. I mean, at this rate, you would trust nobody with anything, with any information, right?
Correct.
I read most of the Birch Society stuff. I read all the books that Robert Welch recommended. Have you done that?
I've read a lot of information. I can't say I've covered all of the Birch Society like that, no.
Well, why don't you read their stuff?
Time.
Okay. Hey, hunt the American Free Press. Hunt the Rock Creek Free Press. Hunt Power Hour, like he's talking about. Hunt hunt 666, MJ-12, hunt LUTEC. They've got some scientific stuff. Have you ever seen that stuff they got?
Oh, I've seen a lot of terrific stuff.
Yeah, and hunt A. Joe Cell. The guy's got taken hydrogen out of water. Hunt TRUNEWS. Hunt FOURWINDS, Four Winds 10. Hunt Rumor Mill News. Hunt MJ-12. Hunt Sherman Skolnick. Ted Gunderson. Hunt David ICKE. You keep hunting this stuff, read a lot of stuff. You can't get all your information from one place. Hunt FreeAmerican.com. Hunt New American.
I've been on Free America a lot, you know, with information and stuff. But,
sure.
You know, the thing is that, again, you know, every resource out here, there are good people and bad people on every element.
Well, you got good people and bad people in the New York Times, too.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, you got to take it for what it's worth, and what you don't want, you put in the bottom of the bird cage, right?
Right.
Right. I
thank you for your comment, and I thanks for the information, and please call back in.
I sure will. Hey, nice talking to you again.
Nice talking to you, too. We have Betty in North Carolina. Betty, are you there? Betty?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Now I can. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I would like to kind of pick your brains and your background knowledge on the tax protesters like Gordon Call and the kind of things that followed up after him when... the county sheriff has been held accountable for being the highest authority in the county and allowing the people in the Browns case to come in to his jurisdiction. His name is Michael Prozo.
Okay.
And I think that it's a good thing for people to understand that the local people in that county should have a responsibility to go to their sheriff and hold him accountable. And people like me and the rest of us in our counties really should go to this elected official. And I'm not sure how to establish that he is the highest authority in his jurisdiction. And how he can feel that he's not going to be reelected, you know, if he takes a stand on this thing in New Hampshire relative to that, because that would certainly be an issue in an upcoming election. Or hopefully it could be made at some point in time.
Well,
where the sheriff, local sheriff, by the local people, are going to be alerted.
Well, see, the issue is, you know, being a former deputy clerk in the court system in Illinois, I'm not sure exactly if the laws are exactly the same, because it depends on how the charter is written in each one of these counties and areas. But the sheriff, indeed, has a very high level of authority, but the U.S. Marshal's law is higher than the authority of the sheriff. So if he comes in, he's coming in through the federal court system, and because it was a tax issue, it was the U.S. Marshal that came in to the jurisdiction of the sheriff's within the county. So it superseded his authority in order to, for him to come in to take the Browns out. So that's
How about Randy Weaver? How about Gordon Call? You know, those things are something that I cannot understand why the local official, you know, those were not legitimate legal actions.
Well, the thing is, see, again, it's the county and the city have their own charters, and they have certain areas within the charters, but the federal court, if it comes from the U.S. Marshal, which is something that comes from the federal court itself, and the U.S. Attorney, I would go and complain to the U.S. Attorney's office, because he's the one that was vested to go to court in regards to getting the writ to carry out the procedure, or someone from the tax department. The one that was an expert on this was actually Sherman Skolnick. He was really an expert on the issue of taxes and who was who. In fact, there's a hidden area of these tax bureau people in each one of the offices they hold in the United States. But the whole issue, again, Randy Weaver, the authority was vested through the, BATF, and they went in to the federal court, got a writ from the federal judge, and then he sent his people out, which is the U.S. Marshals. And the U.S. Marshals have the higher authority to the state and the county sheriff's department. That's why that happened.
I don't know if Jack McClam does not agree with that. I don't believe in of aid and abet. And a lot of it is the pizzazz of the sheriff in your county. If he has the audacity to stand up to these people, he has a lot of authority. And
Who was the sheriff that stood up and took this position, and then he did not get reelected after he took the position? Do you remember that in the last year or two?
I remember hearing about it, but I don't know the name. I'm sorry. But it's the same situation. It's, you know, in my town, I'm going to tell you that they want $220,000 from me right now fraudulently, and I've gone to the U.S. Marshals, who refused to take my information.
But again, the U.S. Marshal is the highest authority. And the only other authority you can go to the next level would be the Secret Service, which operates through the State Police Department. And I know this for a fact. The highest authority, again, is the U.S. Marshal.
You know, when you talk about the highest authority, I go back to Patrick Henry when the governor took the ammunition out of the public armory, and Patrick Henry went up and got 450 men with guns and came down, and the governor paid him for that ammunition and then got off on the ship and left.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me at some point illegitimate enforcement, the way this deceitful, I count this deceit used in the Browns as more contemptible than what was done to Gordon Call.
It was a contempt to Gordon Call. It was a nightmare to the situation that happened down in Idaho with Randy Weaver. I thought that was the most. Given the story, for PAC basis when it happened, and when I heard about it, I said, "What the? You know?" And then to this day, no one had the authority to investigate why these people did what they did and killed his family, other than they settled with him, but that was murder. And they should have been, removed from, the woman that was involved with Justice Department.
Janet Reno.
She should have been removed and sanctioned. Nobody did anything. Nobody did nothing at all.
We're able to do something at the county level. You know, that there's our responsibility.
But the sheriff, again, acts as an actor for the court system at the county level. And the marshal acts as an actor for the court system at the federal level.
Yeah, but when they're into the illegitimate, it's not legal in the first place.
I know it's not legal, but see, this is where I got a call this last week from somebody that is involved at a higher level in the court, because I've been fighting this stuff in the ways you would not even believe. I actually have caused people to be very mad at me. I'm in a very dangerous position. Because I have been going after the U.S. attorney and also the attorney general in Illinois and also these other U.S. attorneys because they're not doing their jobs. And then because of that, it causes a quagmire with these loopholes in the law in which this type of venue can happen. Because, see, there's no due process. You have no legal right to fight anything. Just like I was talking about the tollway authority. They can charge you 40 cents for a tollway fine in Illinois. And if you miss getting that fine and paying it within a certain amount of days, it goes to $120. And then after that, if it goes a month, it goes to $300-$400 for 40 cents missed on a tollway. Now, if you go to court, you don't even have a court hearing. You have a administrative hearing in the city, the counts that you live, and it's through the offices of the Tollway Authority. They hold their own court with private attorneys. And if you say and identify your license plate, and say they say to you, is that your plate? And if you say yes, you're guilty immediately. And there's no question, a quorum or anything. You're guilty, and you got to pay $120 or up. Some people were paying $2,000-$3,000, and they could not even use their car. At all, period. And then eventually what they do is they impound your car and keep it. And it's criminal. You have no right to go to another court because they set it up in such a way, and if you say the wrong thing, you're immediately criminalized. So you have that faction.
Again, it's all criminal.
You have a faction that you go to the court now. You set foot in court, like, for instance, in the tax issue. The tax collectors are considered as collectors for the government for tax. That's all they do. They're a separate entity, but a part of the government, kind of like Halliburton. And they collect this money, and they get the money, and then it's supposed to go to the government, and then they're supposed to disperse it. Now, the thing with the IRS is that you go to administrative hearings within them, you're immediately guilty because the first thing they say to you is, did you pay your tax? If you didn't pay your tax, you're guilty. So then you try to fight in the quagmire to get it into the federal court, but if you get in there, you're already deemed guilty because it's a privatized situation. So the thing is that there's loopholes in this, so the only way you can get past these loopholes is you got to go to over them and go to the level of the court system that basically puts together the rules. I went to the ones that bring the money into the court. I got in a big fight. It was a huge fight. That's when they started going after me and shutting me down. That's what's going out here, Betty. It is horrible. It's a nightmare. And this is just the beginning of it.
Well, you know, with this Brown thing, so many people were emotionally up and down, realizing their impotency.
Mm-hmm.
And it simply, to me, seems long-term solution is that the individual is responsible to go to their local enforcer who is elected. And it seems there's so much negative and so little on trying to empower the individual and encourage him and give him the information necessary. Now, if there's no case for the sheriff in his jurisdiction being considered the highest authority, then I think I have been misinformed.
Well, what I'm going to do, Betty, is next week when I come back on the broadcast, we're going to go and cover that topic with people that are in that capacity.
What's needed is the information at hand.
Right, because, see,
I can't go to the sheriff right now because I don't have the information at hand.
Well, then we're going to get the information next week.
I mean, on the authority, and the long-term future is what I'm thinking. You know, our children's children, if they don't see that there's an opportunity to exert some power at the local level, then they're, you know, the hope is less than it otherwise would be.
Well, I think,
and the emotional up and down is greater.
Well, I thank you for your comment here. And next Saturday, I'm going to see what I can do to put together a very decisive answer to that. Because, again, the whole issue, what I'm trying to do, is get to the information that will help so that we can get an answer that we can use. I'm very proactive, so we'll see what we can do next week on that. And thank you, Betty, for that question. We'll be right back after this break. 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back, and we have another caller called in, but before we go to that, I just looked up something, and I don't have the phone number. I will have it next week, but the National Sheriff's Association, National Sheriff's Association, see if you can Google that and see if you can find the phone number for the National Sheriff's Association, National District Attorneys Association. These are the folks that are the ones that are involved with the justice area. National Conference for Communities in Justice, it's NCCJ, National Conference for Communities and Justice, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. These are agencies that need to be called because, again, these are the ones that are involved with these processes. The other one, too, is Joint Action Committee. These are committees that are involved with looking into the question that we were talking about before. But, again, we're going to have the answer to that on the next program on Saturday. We have a listener, Travis. Travis in Utah, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Okay.
Just listening to your program. I'm a first-time caller. I love it. Listen to it for, you know, a couple of years. I want to say, you know, what topic you were touching on earlier about the kids that are growing up in this nation and affecting their mental behavior, things like that. You're absolutely right. We're breeding a horrible society, but we can get away with that with just, you know, some pure love for our neighbors as a whole world. But and then we go to the Ed and Lane Brown situation. Sorry, I'm jumping back and forth, but I think that we need to go as far as into the courtroom also as spectators in the courtroom.
Exactly.
I mean, we need to. For
because, see, I want to tell you something. The impact, that's what used to go on in the 70s and in the 60s and stuff. People would pile into the courtroom.
Yes. And well, that's and when they it, still do, but the minority group, as they call them, they do that. Look at the riots in California, you know, where the truck driver got beat in the head with a brick, and look at the O.J. Simpson trial. They do that. We don't do that for some reason.
But the thing is, I'm going to say, in the minority issue, though, we still don't have no rights. Because when you go even if you go in there and you pile in, see, they got a thing, too. You got to be very careful coming into courts now because,
yeah.
See, they can put you on a list, prevent you from going into court because they even got gathering laws and stuff. That's why I sit there every day and pop in and out and look and see what the executive orders coming out of the White House and executive orders that are coming out of the states. Because on those things are the things that affect us every day. You need to pop in there and look and see what they're doing.
Well, and that's one of the things I thought. Of course, they would probably say, no, contempt of court, you can't say that. Just shut up and sit down and listen to what's going on.
I have to stop you here, and thank you for calling. Call in again next week. And, John, thank you, and thank you, Travis, for calling in. Thank you, everything. Bill, love you. John Healy, I'll talk to you later. Good night, peace. Love everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
It's true.